This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, October 18th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. DPR's toxic tour gets backlash. Feds boost VAs with $25 million. And Produce Group unveils new campaign. Farm groups fire back at DPR's toxic tour. A coalition of Central Coast farm groups blasting the Department of Pesticide Regulations endorsement of a toxic tour of farms this weekend. The coalition encompasses county and state farm bureaus, the Strawberry Commission, and local business development associations. It's calling on DPR to immediately withdraw its participation and endorsement of the activist-led event. According to their letter to DPR Director Julie Henderson, promoting inflammatory language through events like this fosters bias, promotes activism over lawful regulation, and targets compliant businesses. That damages DPR's integrity and erodes the trust of the agriculture community it serves, according to the coalition. Feds invest $25 million in VAs. Yesterday, the Bureau of Reclamation allocated $25 million in Inflation Reduction Act money to fish habitat and facility improvements along the Sacramento River. The projects support a set of voluntary agreements the state has stuck with irrigation districts over Bay Delta flows, known as the Healthy Rivers and Landscapes Program. The Biden administration has also set aside $3.5 million for removing a weir in the Feather River to restore the Yolo Bypass floodplain. Reclamation Commissioner Camille Camelin-Touton said the funding will help communities, organizations, and tribes as they collaborate to improve fish populations. The Bureau is also working with Sacramento River settlement contractors and state agencies to increase flows for the fish. Produce industry encouraged to take more intentional advocacy role. The CEO of the International Fresh Produce Association is calling on the global produce and floral industry to be more engaged and aggressive about policy advocacy ahead of global elections. At IFPA's annual State of the Industry keynote in Atlanta yesterday, CEO Kathy Burns unveiled a new Fight for Fresh campaign. The new push aims to get the attention of policymakers and regulators given the industry impacts of over 70 elections worldwide in 2024. The campaign will model efforts like Women, Infants, and Children's campaign that maintain the fresh produce benefit and a recent lawsuit challenging the Department of Labor's H-2A rule. The size and scope of the global fresh produce and floral community alone gives us immense influence. It's time we fully tap into that, Burns said. She said, at the end of the day, when we come together as a community united by voice and purpose, we don't just create a profound sense of belonging. We ignite a powerful force of togetherness. We do not go into advocacy lightly. Fresh produce and floral is absolutely, undoubtedly, 100% worth fighting for. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Georgia Republican Scott outlines principles for disaster aid package. House Agriculture Committee Republican Austin Scott discounted the idea of passing the farm bill along with a disaster aid package in this Congress in an interview with AgriPulse newsmakers airing today. Scott told AgriPulse Lydia Johnson, "I don't know that it would be in the same piece of legislation that the disaster package is. He also criticized the lack of Democratic support for the Republican Farm Bill. The House Ag Committee approved that bill in May, but it has not received a floor vote. Four committee Democrats voted for the bill. Scott also laid out what he and other lawmakers, including Senator John Ossoff of Georgia, are seeking in a disaster package. They want to give land-grant institutions enough time to estimate hurricane damages before moving an agriculture-specific appropriation, along with a larger disaster bill, Scott said. For producers and forest owners not covered by crop insurance, funding would go to the states in the form of block grants. We need to allow the state departments of agriculture and the governors and the legislatures at the state level to determine how that should be best allocated, Scott said. He cautioned that the aid will only go so far. We're not going to get anybody equal to where you were before the storm. Vilsack touts Climate Smart Partnership Program in Pennsylvania. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack trumpeted the success of USDA's Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program at an event in Hershey, Pennsylvania yesterday. The program, which has provided about $3 billion in funding for 135 projects, has produced tangible results, Vilsack said, pointing to products such as certified climate-friendly rice grown in Arkansas and milled in Wisconsin. He also mentioned Proximity Malt, a project participant that is connecting regenerative climate-smart barley farmers with brewing companies across the country, including major names like New Belgium's Fat Tire. The department released a brief progress report estimating that the program has resulted in sequestration of 400,000 metric tons of carbon dioxide thus far. That's equal to emissions from about 95,000 passenger cars. Here's today's final word. It is crucial to develop demonstrations and field trials that show viability of this technology for growers of all scale and size. That State Food and Ag Board President Don Cameron announcing the board will host its monthly meeting at the FIRA USA Robotics Conference in Woodland next Tuesday. AgriPulse will be reporting from that three-day Ag Tech Showcase. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, October 18th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.